Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are 20 minutes south of the border of Minnesota here at Forest City High School in Forest City, Iowa. The Carroll Tigers in town for the Class 3A Region 7 regional semifinals tonight. A matchup between a pair of teams that have never seen each other in a game at all on bound. No record of either team facing off on a bound. There's also Ash Wednesday here. Got some girls with ashes on their forehead, obviously, with that, I don't know if it's called a holiday or kind of what you call it there, but it is Ash Wednesday, so no meat for all of you Catholics out there, but I tell you what, this is going to be a fun game. You're listening to the Mackey Motors Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Arc of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Get a let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. We're going to go ahead and step away. When we come back, we'll have more of your Mackey Motors Tailgate.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
By Mackey Motors of Lake City. Tonight's going to be a fun matchup. Carroll has won one in a row since dropping a big kind of stretch that they had there. You have Forest City winning four in a row over Eagle Grove, Belmont, Clem, Clear Lake, and Lake Mills. Again, Forest City the one seed in this bracket at 20-3 on the year. Carroll coming in as the four seed at 6-16. Forest City averaging 60 points a game. They give up only 37, shooting 40% from the field, 32% from the three-point line. Carroll, 40 points on the season, 49 points they give up. So they're having a point differential of a negative 9, shooting 30% from the field, 20% from three. Carroll loses in almost every statistical category that truly is tracked. But here's what I say to that. Carlisle, North Polk, ADM, the Raccoon River Conference has gotten Carroll ready to go for the postseason. If they can come out and play like they have against some of these Raccoon River teams and their better games against the Raccoon River teams, if they can get out of a half-court stall, don't kind of just stand there and wait and throw it into one of Allie or Chloe and hope that they can save you. What you got to do here, break a press if they throw it on you, get down, get some easy buckets, make some threes. You got to do the little things, and you got to do them well. Forest City again. They're coming out of the top of Iowa Conference. They played Bishop Garrigan this year. They were number one, tied with Garrigan at the top of that conference. You got Lake Mills, North Union, West Hancock, North Iowa, Eagle Grove in there, Belmont Clem as well. But we're going to go ahead and step away for 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineups.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit-cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit-cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit-cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pete's Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pete's Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at Pete'sRanch.com. Pete's Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Gatorade broadcast booth for City coming into this postseason sat at number 7 in the Class 3A rankings. Carroll had played 3 of the top 15 in 4A coming into the postseason here with Carlisle, ADM, Norfolk. They played them twice throughout the year. For Forest City, under head coach Matt Erpelding out of the top of Iowa Conference, they are 20-3 on the season. Going to be starting a 5'7 junior in Ashlyn Kingsland. You got a 5'11 senior in Hayden Brown, a 5'7 senior in Lexi Eisbrin. You got a 6-foot senior in Jenna Dunch, and a 5'8 senior in Drew Selgum. They are going to try and press. They're going to try and hammer you defensively here. For Carroll, under head coach Katie Cook at 6-16 on the season, going to be starting a 5'8 senior in Jersey Spore, a 5'7 junior in Bella Lou, a 5'8 junior in Annalie Ayala, a 5'11 junior in Chloe Cook, and a 5'10 senior in Allie Cook here. Had a crossling off because on Bound, they have somebody called Team Indians is what their title is there. And that is just the rebounds. Had to make sure. Had to check in and see what I got going on here as we got, you know, plenty of people in the house here tonight for Carroll High. And Forest City. We're going to go ahead and step away. We'll have the national anthem and lineups coming up, and then a tip-off.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference, on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Support. Driving excellence.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
We are back here on 93.7 KKRL. National Anthem just got underway. Tip-off coming up next year for the Carroll Tigers and the Forest City Indians. Here should be a fun matchup as we get things rolling along again. Just want to say thank you for everyone tuning in tonight. Make sure you tune in for all of our stuff later this week. Got State Wrestling Meet coming up tomorrow on our CB Sports Network YouTube. We'll have basketball matchups every day through Thursday, or Friday, if Carroll and Kemper win tonight, we'll have a matchup on Saturday. Carroll heads either Clear Lake or Algona if they win. Forest City the same. Kemper more than likely Des Moines Christian if they are able to pull out a victory. Tipping in the center are going to be Jenna Donch and Chloe Cook. It's going to be taken away here by Eisbrand. She'll drive down, layup attempt up, fouled on the shot. It'll be Bella Lou picking up the foul. It'll put Hayden Brown to the line to shoot two. For the Indians here, Bella Lou, the 5'7 junior, picking up her first of the season. Brown shooting 60% from the line, knocks down the bucket. 1-0 for Forest City to start off this ball game. Second one going to come up on the way now and rolls in and out. Callie Cook clearing the rebound. Her first of the ball game. She'll bring it up herself. Goes to her left. Spins back right now. Pass over to Lou. They're running a 2-3 zone. Carroll shooting 20% from the three-point line. Smart move. Chloe Cook. Long two up on the way. No good. Backside rebound tipped into the hands of Brown. They're going to kick it up to the front court now for Kearsland. Layup up and a good for Kingsland to get it to go. It's now 3-0 for Forest City. Ayala down the right side. Dribbles in. Kicks to the corner for Lou. Drives baseline. Gets past the defender. Throws it off of Forest City's and Peyton Brown. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians. See the boys head coach Randy Beeson in the gym up here. Made the long 2-hour and 50-minute drive. Allie Cook, step back, three up, no good. Rebound cleared this time again by Brown. Tigers need to get some shots to fall here early. Forest City really taking control. Brown going to drive, has it swatted, throws it back inside, stolen away by Bella Lou, her first steal of the night. Lou with her left hand down the left side, pass over to Allie Cook, and it's picked off. Lou almost regained it, into the front court now, layup attempt, pump fake, and I got it to go. It is going to be Eisbrand, and it's now 5-0. And you can hear the excitement through my headphones. Forest City out to a 5-0 run as we step away. We're back in 30 seconds.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades. And our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
The Carroll Tigers have yet to score a bucket to start this game. They're going to be putting into a they're going to put them into a 2-3 zone in the backcourt for a city. Ayala going to be the one to bring up the ball. You'll have Bella Lou, jersey four, and Allie Cook on the outside. Ayala going to dribble into a double team, picked up on the pass to Cook. Cook going to drive, lost it, stolen away, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch here by Brown. The Tigers not handling the pressure too well so far. Got to figure out a way to be able to get some easy buckets. It's 5-0 for a city. Still just a two-possession game. Scorer over to Allie Cook. Allie going to drive, gets cut off, kicked out to Scorer in the right corner. Scorer has it tipped and out of bounds. Out of bounds by Brown once again. Carroll's got to inbound another time. 20 to go on the shot clock, 6:38. You're listening live here on 93.7 KKRL. Coming to you live tonight from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Inbounds going to Ayala. She's going to be hammered down low. Gonna give it to Spore now on the right wing. Dribbles over to a double team. Works it over to Allie Cook. Allie going to drive. Double now. Pass over to Jersey Spore. Fires up the right wing three. Comes up long. Rebound on the far side this time by Donch. And the Indians back out and running. Carroll going to work into a matchup defense, man-to-man. Sadie Kelly taking the warm-up off to get ready to check in at the next dead ball. Ball at the top of the key for Eisbrand. To the far side now for Seglum. She'll fire up the elbow jumper. No good. Rebound up in the air. Jersey Spore comes down with it. Her first of the night. Spore going to drive to her right side on the right wing. To Alley. Over now to Ayala. Ayala. Works it now down low. In the left corner for Allie Cook, who drives baseline, gets cut off, but a foul on the baseline. And that one is going to be on Donch, her first of the night. First team foul as well for Forest City. Just two fouls, one for each team. Sadie Kelly checking in for Bella Lou, giving them some speed. She plays very well, very sound perimeter defense. Inbounds, looking to throw it in, got to throw it up to Kelly on the left wing. Kelly going to work to her right now. Turns back over to the left wing for Spore. Spore looking down low, works for left, drives in. Runner up over the defense, no good. Rebound on the backside, cleared this time by Suglum. And Forest City out and running again. Ball down low. They're going to turn to the right side, layup attempt up and good. And it's 7-0 Forest City. Carroll has just struggled offensively to start this game. Ayala to her left, goes down low for Chloe Cook. Well, we're going to drive, gets past the defender, layup up and good. And Ali Ayala picking up the assist. And it's now 7-2. Chloe Cook picking up the bucket there. Forest City wasting no time to get back into their half-court offense. Shot up, no good. Backside rebound cleared. Kick out, three-point shot from Brown. No good. Short rebound, or long rebound. And Chloe Cook going to pick up the foul. Cook picking up her first of the ball game. As the Tigers trail 7-2. It has been a struggle to start the game. A 7-0 run as the free throw up and a good. Now sitting at 8-2. Free throws come in here from Hayden Brown. Second one up and a good. She's 3-for-4 on the night from the free throw line, and it's now 9-2. Carroll into the front court with Ayala on the left side. Looks down to the corner. Inside for Chloe Cook now. Kicks it back out to Ayala at the top of the key. Over to Sadie Kelly. Fires up the left wing. Three. Long rebound taken away off the miss by Forest City as they'll split a couple of defenders. Brown driving down. Kelly's got a turn. Layup attempt no good. Rebound cleared by Ayala. This will be her first of the game. It's a 4-on-5 as Carroll sprints back on the offensive. And Chloe Cook down low. Gets past the defender. Drives in. Layup over the defense. Up and a good for Chloe Cook. Picking up her second bucket. She's got all four for the Tigers to start this game. As it's 9-4. Allie Cook going to rip the ball away. They're going to call a jump. Very shocked. Kind of that Carroll, you know, didn't get the possession. As Allie kind of ripped it away. But a steal nonetheless. Or excuse me, a turnover nonetheless. It's 9-4 in a favor of Forest City. Ayala guarded on the right side. Passed over to Cook in the backcourt. Allie going to drive. Layup attempt on the defense. They're going to call a block. Allie kind of reached out her mouth there. I think she might have hit a bloody nose or something, but foul nonetheless. Allie's still reaching. She's got a bloody nose. She's going to come off of the floor. Coming out of the bench as Allie will make her way towards the locker room, I believe. Nope, the sitter behind the bench coming into the ball game. Now going to be Bella Liu. Might have some blood on the court, I believe. I don't know if we do for sure or not. And we do not. So the Tigers are going to be inbounding the ball. Hayden Brown picking up her first foul there. You need Allie in the game. Liu works to her left. Cut off. On the right wing. Bounce pass to Kelly. Sydney Kelly drives. Bounce pass to Chloe Cook at the elbow. Turns. She'll pump it. Gets inside. Spins back to her left. Then to her right. Layup over the defense. No good. Rebound. Going to be taken away this time by Forest City. Had a girl take a ball, backside, cut, pick out. They're going to work it out now to Brown. She goes to the far side. Into the hands now of Eisbrand. She spins back, layup no good. Sadie Kelly fouls her on the shot. Eisbrand going to go to the line to shoot two now. And she shoots 90%, their best free throw shooter by far. 34-38 on the season. And it's 9-4. Willow Feld set to check into the game here for the Tigers. Free throw up and good for Eisbrand. 10-4. Forest City. Chloe Cook with all four of the points right now. Ayala going to check out. Feld into the ballgame. Listening live here on 93.7 KKRL. Class 3A, a region 7 action. The second one up and good. 4 points for Carroll in this quarter. 11 for Forest City. Score down the right side. Now cut off at the right wing. Doubled. Turns around. Gets to the corner to Feld, who drives baseline. Gets past the defender. Loses it. And it's stolen away this time by Brown. Brown down the left side. Going to go up over Kelly. Layup, no good. Kelly put her hand straight up, but they'll call her for the foul. And that'll be the second. Very frustrating environment to play in. Forest City packs in the gym. So if you're Carroll, I mean, you're more than likely sitting here saying to yourself, this is going to be a long night if we don't get things figured out. Brown going to line to shoot for fifth and sixth free throws. She knocks it down. And it's now 12-4. It's been all free throws mostly here as you look 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of their 12. And now 7 of their 13 coming from the free throw line. 13-12 in a favor now of the Indians. Allie Cook still on the bench right now. We'll see if they're giving her just a break. Liu on the left wing. Couple of dribbles to Schmidt now. Schmidt down to the corner for Spore, fires up the right corner, three, comes up a little long and bounces back to the short side as they'll double in the backcourt. Forest City out on the run. Brown to the front court, looks down low. They're going to get her in a half-court set. So we're now to Jenkins. Down low, and they'll call her for a travel. She jumped to try to throw it in and did not get the ball off. So a turnover for Forest City. It's 13-4 in a favor of the Indians still. Tigers need some offense. 3:01 to go. They get something rolling. Ball over to Lou. Lou, a couple of dribbles, works back to her right, spins back to the left, and finds Schmidt on the left wing. She'll drive baseline, spins off the defense. Jenkins picks it off. It's one-on-one with Fell down the right sideline. Gets all the way to the bucket. Layup attempt up, and no good. But Jenkins goes to the line. As Fell's going to pick up the foul. And you're seeing a lot of contact initiated by Forest City. Carroll playing the less physical game here. You need to play heavily physical in the sense of you got to be able to keep your hands off, but still give them some push. Jenkins' free throw up as a 50% free throw shooter. Off the mark. Chloe Cook going to check out. Allie Cook checking in. Also in the game here. Going to be Caden Slutton for Forest City. 2:46 to go in quarter number one. Second free throw up. This one good. It's at now 14-4. 10-point lead to start this ball game for Forest City. Four to the left for Blue. Lou back to Feld now on the right wing. Over to Schmidt now on the left wing. Pump fakes a pass. Wraps around and finds Four on the right wing. She'll dribble past the defender. Goes back to her left now. Picks it up. Is doubled. Throws it to Lou open. To Schmidt in the corner. Schmidt a couple of dribbles inside. Kicks it over to Four. Open on the right wing. Now doubled to the corner for Feld. Feld drives baseline. Gets bumped on the way. And a foul going to be called on Donch. As she bumps Feld. Just the second foul on Forest City, 5 on Carroll to start this game. 2 on Kelly, got 1 on Feld and 1 on Lou. Check into the ballgame now, Drew Seglum. They've cycled through a couple of different rotations so far for Forest City. Corner, they're going to go to Lou. Lou going to drive, gets all the way, kicks to the corner now for Schmidt. Schmidt drives over to Spore. Spore works it back out, 27 to go on the shot clock, plenty of time. Feld on the right wing. Looks back to her right and finds Bella Lou. Down low for Allie Cook. One dribble. Shot up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes up again and gets it to go. Allie Cook with the bucket. Going to cut the lead down. Picks up the rebound as well. And it's now 6 points. Rebound Allie Cook there. And a foul going to be called on Maya Jenkins. First one there is Allie Cook picking up her third rebound. Scored that last possession to make it now 14-6, so an 8-point lead for Forest City. A minute 47 to go. Annalee Ayala back into the game. Jersey Spore going to check out. Spore's been handling the pressure very well at the point guard position. I would not be surprised if late in the game they give her the nod of bringing the ball up. Kemper leading Van Meter right now over on kick 106.7. Fell to her left. Looks, it's cut off. Has to get the ball out. Pass over to Schmidt. Lost it on the sideline and regains possession. Dribbles inside, pass to Feld, corner three up on the way, no good, long rebound, tipped up and taken this time by Kinglin. Going down the court now, it'll be Reese, over to Kinglin once again. 14-6, Forest City, Kinglin driving inside, takes the long two instead, rebound up, and it's Allie Cook there, her fourth of the ballgame. Allie going to spin back inside off the right wing, pass over to Ayala, fires up the deep range, three. Back rim, no good. Carroll shooting 0% from the three-point line. Couple of attempts to start this game. Rebound Seglum as she goes down. Tip down low. Off of a foot of Reese as she works back to the corner now. Over to Slutton. Top again to Seglum. 48 seconds to go in this first quarter. 20 on the shot clock. Hand off Seglum. Steps back on the three-point line and knocks it down. And I believe, yep, they will give her the 3 points. She got a foot on the line, but we'll count it three. 17-6 now. Carroll just not able to knock down shots start the game. Ayala going to drive. Kicks the corner for Schmidt. Fire up on the way. No good. Rebound over the backboard. Doubled. Going to go off of the foot of the Tigers as Feld tips it out. And it's 17-6. Into the game here. Going to come Heisbrand checking it out of the game. Reese. Carroll Tigers on defense as they trail by 11 heading in to this final stretch of 24 seconds. Five fouls, four fouls on the board for Forest City. So a very physical first quarter. They're going to run the clock down and probably work it at about 10 seconds. 12, 11, now 10. Goes to her right. Looking down low. It's cut off by Feld. Travis go down low. Allie Cook with the steal. And have a shot at the buzzer. 3 seconds to go. Cook gonna fire it up from a quarter of the court. And will come up short. So after the first quarter, it is all Forest City. 17-6 as we head into our second quarter action. Coming up next.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
The head coach of the Carroll boys team, Mr. Randy Beeson, the AD as well at Carroll High, in the building, coming to watch, again, one of his teams, as you would say, in the Carroll Tigers. Inbound, going to go for Forest City. They're going to throw it to the far corner for Kingland. She'll work up to the top now for Eisbrand, and it'll go into the backcourt. As in over and back as they throw it in a turnover. Carroll trailing by 11. Got to get some stops and got to get some buckets going early. As they need to get it at their starting lineup. Out on the floor. Still a 2-3 zone. Almost more like a dice. Have you ever seen a 5 on a dice? That's kind of where their zone has gotten into. Is Cook going to take her foot on the line on the baseline and be out of bounds. So Tigers turn it back over to Forest City right away. 7:50 to go and two turnovers to start this quarter. On the hands of Eisbrand once again. And they hand it off. They're working across the top of the key. Out. Now Allie Cook going to go and steal it away. It'll be her second steal of the game. Sorry, I was a little quiet there. I had to write some stuff down. Score on the left wing. Works it back over to Lou. Lou to the short corner for Ayala. Now out to the deep right corner. Ayala, cut off, kicks over to Spore, open from three, deep left wing, shot up, no good, long rebound. It's going to be Chloe Cook fighting for it, but it's going to be taken away by Sletton. The hands now of Brown, who will bring it down center court, right across that FC. They got me up in a nice press box tonight, and very pleased with that, as, you know, there's some schools that you just kind of put outside, but the press box is really nice, looking through a glass panel, but hoping it doesn't sound too bad with the audio. Driving kick. Brown drives baseline out. Cut off on the double team. Rips through on the defense. Gets it to go. And now it's 19-6. And Carroll has no answer offensively so far. Spore. Back to Allie Cook, who drives inside. Gets past the defender. Layup attempt up. No good. Rebound going to Chloe Cook here. Allie on the floor. Looks like she might have got hurt on that play. Kind of slow to get up and limping back. Three-pointer up on the way, no good. Spore tips the rebound out. Gets in the hands of Kingland. The Ayala fighting for it. And a jump ball will be another turnover for Carroll High. Sadie Kelly going to check out. Allie going to slowly make her way to the bench now. Is Kelly going to check into the ball game? I mean, that's kind of what you're going to get out of Allie Cook. She's going to leave everything that she's got 120, 130% out on the floor. For the Tigers. Leads them in rebounds and steals tonight with 4-2. Ayala goes over to Kelly. Down low to the short corner for Chloe Cook. Chloe going to drive now. Gets cut off. Throws it and has it tipped, but still goes through her passing motion and throws it out of bounds. 19-6 still the score. Carroll, four turnovers to start this fourth quarter, or this second quarter. Have struggled very well. Have not shot the ball well. Came out kind of flat here. Seglem on the right wing. Looking down low, they're going to pop up now for Brown. Brown going to drive to her left, gets past Lou. Scoop layup up, no good. Sadie Kelly going to clear the rebound for the Carroll Tigers. And they'll get it out to Annalie Ayala. Ayala, wrap around pass to Lou on the right wing to the corner for Spore, to the short corner for Cook. Looks inside. Lou cuts back door. Doesn't get it to go. Ball now in the hands on the inside. Layup on the left side. No good. Tipped out. And it'll stay with Forest City. The Tigers have just struggled mightily here to open up this game. Again, Kemper leading 12-8 over Van Meter. They're at home tonight as they were granted a top seed. Inbound's going to be a box. Running a couple of girls on the outside. Ayala going to go up and tip it into the backcourt. Ayala one-on-one in the front court now. Layup on the left-hand side. Gets it off the board, and he's going to be fouled on the way up. Foul going to go on Sophia Reese. It'll be her first for the 5'7 junior. Forest City cycling girls in and out of this ballgame. Going to put Ayala to the line to shoot two. Comes in 74% on the season. And first one up and no good. Allie Cook going to run to the scorer's table. Bella Lou going to check out. Carroll again cycling as well. They've run eight deep so far since Willow Feld has started to come on strong for him in the second half of the season. Played some phenomenal defense. And one of those hustle girls he had is Ayala knocks down the second free throw. Making it now 19-7 for Forest City. They'll work it to the right side. Kingsland on the right wing. And a double. Steal. Going to go to Chloe Cook. Wide open. Cook on the inside. Gets across the arm and gets it to go. Chloe Cook picking up the steal and the bucket. And now it's 19-9. Carroll starting to do some different things offensively here. Trying to get a jump start. Or defensively, excuse me. They're doubling at the top. Ayala and Spore doubling. They're going to throw it down low. Jumper up. Ball on the way. No good. Backside rebound. Cook going to tip it out. Allie going to tip it down to the baseline, but Carroll doubling at the top, have gotten a couple of buckets. Got a free throw. Manalee Ayala to make it 7 points. Now 9 with the Chloe Cook steal and a bucket on the other end. Playing very physical in the second half, or second quarter. Jenkins in the corner, looks down low. And I have to probably double inside on that one as Kelly is in there with Reese, and Reese gets around for the bucket to make it 21-9. Ayala down the floor, finds four on the left wing to the short corner for Chloe Cook. Chloe going to rip through the defense, kicks it out, stolen away by Kingland. And they're going to turn and fire it out to Eisbrin, who would drive inside. Has it tipped by Spore, throws it over the head of her teammate, and it's out of bounds. Carroll's pressure has come on strong in this final couple of minutes that we've been through. They've defended really well, just have not been able to knock down shots offensively. And I kind of figured that this is the way the game was going to be, in the sense of two teams battling heavily defensively. Ayala to Allie Cook. Left wing, deep three-pointer up, no good. Rebound tipped up, and it's going to be taken away by Forest City. Eisbrin going to look up the court. Chloe Cook going to guard her, dribbles to her left, gets inside, handoff now. Over to Brown. Brown back to Eisbrin. Deep range, left three, no good. Rebound, Allie Cook, which will be her fifth of the ballgame. They're going to throw it forward to Chloe Cook in the front court. Cook going to be tripped, and a foul going to be called as she trips in the front court. Brown going to pick up her second foul. That'll be foul number two for Forest City in the quarter. None for Carroll in this quarter. They played very solid. Chloe Cook going to set a cross screen for Allie. Chloe open on the far side. They throw it in. Shot up on the way. No good. Rebound tipped out. It's Eisbrin that takes it away. Tigers just not getting it done offensively so far. Eisbrin backdoor tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by Annalie Ayala. But the defense for Carroll here, if this would have been a better offensive game, I think Carroll leads this game. But they have just struggled offensively as Ayala and Allie Cook going to check out of the game. Willow Feld and Bella Lou going to check in. And the timeout by Matt Urkelding for the Indians as they lead 21-9. I'm going to step away with them 30 seconds back again here on KKR.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com.
It is 21-9 for Forest City. They have scored four in this quarter. Carroll has scored they have scored three in this quarter. As Carroll I mean, this has been a defensive quarter at best. 17-6 was the first quarter score. They're looking to inbound now. Got to throw it into the deep side. Open. They're going to pass it over now to Brown at the top of the key. Brown pulls it back out to the left wing. Kick pass over now to Kingland. Kingland down low. Chloe Cook there to pick it off. Read that one like a cornerback. Chloe Cook comes down the court now. Drives inside. Threads through the defense. Layup up. Good. And one for Chloe Cook as she Euro steps through the defense. Picks up the bucket. And the foul will be called on Drew Seglum. Seglum knocks it down, and I think Carroll thought it might have been a foul on them, but now it's 11-21. As you see Chloe Cook go to the free throw line to shoot one. And now we're going to see what we got going on here. Officials talking it over. And they will go to shoot. Coach Katie Cook talking to the official here, trying to see what's going on. 21-11 now as Chloe Cook heads the line to cut it down to a single-digit lead. Now the official are going to go talk to the scores table. Talking about the clock, I believe. Seeing, and they will. They'll put 10 seconds back on the clock as it ran while Chloe had made the bucket. So now we're seeing if we can put some time on. Now we got Coach Erpelding talking to the official. Very odd. I mean, you're not seeing a lot of movement on the court, but you're seeing both teams kind of wait here. And for Carroll, this is huge because, you know, of course, they get a little momentum. And you just got a bucket here. Give yourself a little momentum. Give yourself a breather as well out on the court for both teams. And Carroll's fans really getting into it here. And you hear them clapping and cheering. 3:06 on the clock. 21-11 now after Cook's made a bucket. She's got 8 on the night so far. Chloe Cook go into the line. Free throw up. Back rim no good. Rebound taken away this time by Forest City. It'll be Eisbrin. Firing it down out of Brown on the left wing. Brown out to Eisbrin again. Over now to Seglin, or Seglum. Seglum rips through the defense. Hands off now to Kingsland. Fire up the top of the key three. Got it to go. And just like that, Forest City back on top by 13. Four over to Lou on the right wing. Lou to the corner to Kelly. Sadie Kelly rips through down low and has it tipped out of bounds, but she'll touch it on the baseline. And it's another turnover for Carroll High. And right as they get some momentum going, kind of get the momentum sucked right out of the gym. And have Chloe Cook and Jersey Spore hit the bench. Allie Cook and Annalie Ayala checking in. Chloe's been kind of their best player offensively so far, has 8 of their 11 in this first half. All in the hands of Brown, deep right wing. Over now to the far side for Reese. Left wing, Reese looking down low. Finds Seglum at the top of the key. Seglum squares up with the bucket. Kick pass back out now to Kingland, who fires up the three and got it to go. 27-11. Inbound to Ayala. Coach Cook might see her call a timeout. I don't know exactly yet. Ayala to Lou on the right wing. To the corner for Kelly. Down low, tried to pass it. Seglum throws it in off the steal and saves it. And you got Forest City out and running now. All up at the top of the key. Gets it to Seglum. Seglum works for a right now. Bounce down low. It's going to be picked and tipped by Kelly. Going to try and drive baseline. Allie Cook going to dive and pick up the ball. And it's a jump ball. We'll go with possession arrow favoring Forest City. And again, Allie, just 110% no matter what the occasion, what the game. Could be a second game of the year, meaningless game at a conference, or it could be a playoff game, state final. Allie's going to give the same amount. As it is 27-11, Carroll going to take a timeout, and we're going to take it with them.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
that 16-point lead for Forest City at one point was 21-11, now 27-11, so a 6-0 run with two back-to-back three-pointers for Forest City. Carroll's just got to get some offense going. I mean, 80 of your points come from Chloe Cook. You got one from Analia Ayala. And you got two from Allie Cook, yes. Allie Cook, the other one to score for the Tigers here. As there's a minute 37 to go. I'm going to work it now. Brown to the corner. Hands off for Eisbrand. Kick over now. 3 points. The third in a row if they can make it. No good. Rebound tipped up. Chloe Cook comes down with it. Her first of the night. And the Tigers are out and running. Allie Cook down the floor. Stops on the right wing. Pass over to Ayala. Dribbles inside now. Gets past the defense. Layup attempt up. Ayala gets it to go. Allie Cook going to pick up the assist. And it's 13 points now for Carroll. Ayala going down the middle of the floor to pick that one up. Forest City going to work it back over now to Kingland. Kingland to her right. Stops and pass back to the left. It's time for Reese. Reese over to the corner. Driving baseline's Eyebrand. Scoop layup. Going to be fouled by Cook on the baseline, but they'll call it on the floor. Allie Cook fouls her on the floor. That's just the first foul of the quarter for Carroll High. It'll be Allie's first foul of the game as well, so they'll put them underneath. Bounds come in. They're going to set a couple of screens. They're going to throw it in. Throw it out to the top now. Working it over for Eyebrand, who drives in. Kick out to the corner. Seglum drives now. Gets all the way. Chloe Cook gets the ball on the floor. It's on the floor now. Allie's got it. Allie going to pick up the rebound here. Her sixth of the ball game, and she'll drive down. Gets past the defense, and they call a block and one for Allie Cook. Allie Cook knocking down the bucket, and it's 27-15. Allie Cook going to go to the line to shoot one. Foul going to be called the fourth of the ball game. Or excuse me, of the quarter. That first one on Eisbrand. Cook going to go to the line. Free throw up, no good. 27-15, 35 seconds to go. Shot clock on. So they can hold for the final shot with it being 30 or a 2-second difference between shot and game. So you can hold for probably more than likely the final shot. Eisbrand going to wait way out there at the FC logo at center court. With 18 seconds, 17, 16, box set underneath. Now they are going to run it with 12. Works to her right, going to be doubled. I bring it a dribble down low. Wide open player dribbled, or couldn't handle the pressure. Driving in is going to be Brown. Shot up on the way off the backboard. Got it to go. 3 seconds, 2-1, and no shot from Carroll High as the bucket goes through for Brown. Picking up it, and it's 29-15. At the half time break. We're going to have your Mackey Motors halftime coming up next year on 93.7 KKR.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Valdor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. in a hurry. Zip through their express oil change. Fender Bender, the Collision Center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Welcome back to the Mackey Motors at Halftime, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. 29-15 Forest City at the halftime break. It has been 8 of 10 from the free throw line, 3 threes. I mean, they've just played better offensively. Defense has been matched kind of both ways. Both teams have played solid defense, but offensively, when you look at it, Forest City has just played better. Carroll, yeah, 6 rebounds at Allie Cook. Nobody else with more than 2. A couple of steals from the Cook girls. I think Chloe Cook, your leading scorer right now, with 8 of their 15. Allie's got 4, so that's 12. And you got 3 from Annalie Ayala. Nobody else has scored in the ball game here. Carroll, I mean, they just got to play better defense. I mean, both teams have played solid defense, but Carroll's got to play a little bit better defense. And more than that, you've got to find something offensively because they are just not getting it done on the offensive end to be able to have a successful Class 3A Region 7 Regional semifinal game. Well, we're going to go ahead and step away. We'll have more of your Mackey Motors halftime coming up next.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a 4-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams.
Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial
institutions. Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Carroll and Forest City out there getting ready for this second half again. We're going to run you through some stats here. As you got just three scores. Annalie Ayala with three, Chloe Cook with eight, and you got four out of Alia Cook here. As they are kind of playing it, you know, very solid in this game. Alia Cook having that bucket late in the second half or second quarter. She's kind of playing like it could be her last game, as it could be. As a senior here, she, you know, limped a couple of times on a bloody nose, really putting up a tough performance for the Tigers here as Forest City leading 29-15. Carroll's got to come out strong in this third quarter. If you start trailing by 20 points or a little bit less than that, maybe an 18-16 point deficit, this game may get ugly. But you got to come out. You can cut it to 10 early, start getting little wins. Cut it to 10, then to 7, then down to 4, then to 2. Get it kind of those little wins. And, you know, just slowly rack up the little wins, get this game back to manageable. You don't have to get it all back in one possession, but you just got to, you know, like I said, it's 29. Get two buckets and 4 points. Make it 10. Then go and get another bucket. Make it 8. Maybe get a 3. Make it 5. Maybe another bucket. Make it 3. But you just got to keep things pushing here. Even if there is some adversity, keep things going. And Carroll Tigers, again, in their black uniforms, the light lettering. Forest City in white uniforms with a red lettering. Got the Carroll cheerleaders here. Got head coach Randy Beeson here. It is 28-22. Vic Kemper over Van Meter right now at the halftime. 6 threes from Kemper in their first half. It looks like Carroll will start with the ball in this second half. And if you're Carroll High, you got to come out strong again. Find something offensively. Somebody other than Chloe and Allie's got to go get a bucket. I know Katie's got them in the locker room when they're at halftime getting them ready to go because this is the game that, you know, you need to be ready to go. So get it out to Ayala at the top of the key. Still a 2-3 zone. Ayala goes to the far side for Lou. Ella Lou down low for Allie Cook. Rips through the defense. Layup up, no good. Rebound on the backside. Cleared this time. It's 4-on-2 now. Brown going to drive in. Kick pass out. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Backside rebound tipped up. Allie Cook comes down with it. Tigers lucking out on that one. Able to withstand what Forest City threw at him. Score. Tayala to Lou. Bella Lou open from three. Fires it up on the left wing. No good. Chloe Cook clears the rebound. Left hand gets it to go again. No good. Second one up. Cleared the rebound the first time. Couldn't get it to go. Forest City out and running. Brown going to drive in. Gets past the defense. Layup up and a good. Excuse me. That one Eisbrand getting it to go. And now it's 31-15. Carroll just, again, not getting anything going offensively here. Lou had it. Chloe probably had about two or three layups that she could have had, as now she gets it to go. 17 points for him now, 31-17. Assist going to Bella Lou. Chloe Cook picking up the bucket there. Down low. Look to pass it across. Open layup up and one. from Hayden Brown. Goes up, gets the bucket, and that's just a defensive miscue from Carroll High there. Laura picking up the foul, her first of the night. We'll put Brown to the line to shoot. She's made all but one of her free throws. Bella Lou going to check out. Sadie Kelly checking in, and Carroll 33-17. They trail, so a 16-point deficit can be 17. If Brown goes, and she will. 17-point deficit, 34-17. Press on for Forest City. Allie Cook in the backcourt, throws it over the top for Jersey Spore. Spore not going to get it. She didn't see the girl behind her. Don Twenton, you know, got there. Allie Cook going to go up. Foul's on the shot. Allie picks up her second foul, and free throw's on the way for Eisbrand. And this is starting to get ugly if Carroll can't get the offense rolling. They're going to trail by maybe 19 as this one up and a good. 35-17. Carroll High fighting to keep their season alive here. Second one up. Back rim rolls in and out. Forest City touches it last. 35-17. They're going to put the press still on. Inbounds from Spore. They throw it in to Cook. Alley throws it over now to Ayala. Has it tipped out and taken away. Somebody's got to yell Wolf there. Ball on the floor, Allie diving for it. It's going to be a jump ball possession arrow favoring Forest City. Somebody's got to yell there. I mean, you're throwing the ball, and Forest City's baiting them into passes. Defensively now, Carroll can trail by as much as 11 if they make a 3, 10 if they make a 2. Need to get a stop here. Looking down low, Brown in the corner now on the left side. Paul Dixon drives baseline, no one to cut her off, foul. It'll be Chloe Cook picking up the foul as Brown goes to the line now. And Carroll just racking him up on the foul side here. Just cannot find a stop. First one up for Brown. No good. She can knock this down. It'll be a 19-point lead. Second one up. Got it to go. 36-17. Brown knocking down the second one there to get it to 19. Allie over to Jersey Spore. Spore looks back and finds Allie Cook. Allie going to split the defense. Drives inside now. Gets past the defense. Layup attempts up. No good, but fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. We'll see who the foul is going to be called on here. That'll be on Donch. Be her third. So Allie going to go to the line. No time off the clock, so if you can make two of these, it look good on the scoreboard, but Allie comes up short on the first. Again, Kemper playing tonight as well. Winner of this game going to face either Clear Lake or Algona, so if Carroll wins, we'll be right back up here on Saturday as Allie goes and knocks the second one down. 36-18, they doubled up Carroll here. Allie knocking down the second free throw of the two. We're going to go down low. Chloe got a hand on the ball. Nobody coming over to play defense. And shot up and good for Seglin. She gets it to go. And another steal layup. And good. And this has just gotten ugly. Layup going to go for Brown. And like I said, I mean, it was at one point 36-18. Then 38-18. Then 40-18 in about the blink of an eye. And a 22-point lead has just started as we step away.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Carroll High trailing 40-18 here in our third quarter. The third quarter has opened up by a bucket. It was 31-15. And since then, a 9-3 run to make it now this one. Carroll, I mean, you're not totally out of it if you can get this thing rolling. 22-point deficit with, you know, 5 minutes and 52 seconds to go in this quarter. You got to play almost excellent defense and almost excellent offense to get it to go. is 12-9 in the second quarter. 29-15 at the halftime. It's now 40. So we're going to throw it over to Ayala, who dribbles to the front court. Works it back now. Finds Spore in the backcourt. Spore now gets to the front court and loses it. But a glass touch by Forest City. So it'll remain on the Carroll side. Spore to inbound. Tigers got to get a bucket soon. Don't want any chance of making this a game. Cook going to rip inside. Chloe gets all the way. Bumps on the way up. And one for Chloe Cook. As Seigelm going to pick up her second foul of the game. Chloe knocking down the bucket. And she'll head to the line. It's 20 points. 40-20. And one for Chloe Cook there. She'll head to the line to shoot her first free throw in the second half. Again, comes in shooting 46%. Well over 90 free throws now. Cook's free throw up and good as she rolls it in. And one there. Kick out pass. Three-pointer on the way from Reese. Got it. Carroll just defensively has mislocked too much in this game to keep it close. Allie Cook going to race down the floor. Euro steps in. Layup attempt up, and it's good. And Allie going to pick up the foul there. And again, it's just getting ugly offensively for Carroll. They have not found an answer for what they have gotten thrown at them here. Carroll trailing in the second half, 43-21. Got to find something here, and you got to find it soon. Chloe's been kind of that spark plug. Had about two or three and one opportunities. Left wing, Reese. Over out of Seigelm. Seigelm a couple of dribbles. Looks down low. She get it over to the far side now for Eisbrand, who drives baseline on Kelly. Gets cut off. Turns around. Layup up. And a good drive win. And now 45-21. Ayala in the backcourt to Spore. Spore now working to the front court. Throws it over to Ayala. Catches it in the front court. Kick over to Lou. In the short corner for Chloe Cook. Turns and face the basket. Drives drive baseline. Cut off. Has it tipped out of bounds by Seigelm. So it'll remain possession on this end. Feld set check into the game. Sweatin checks in. Jenkins checks in for Forest City. 45-21. Kelly checks out. Feld into the ball game. Ayala to inbound. Looking across. They're going to set some screens. Down low. Got to fire it out. Feld going to catch it in the left corner. Over to Chloe Cook now, who drives in. Gets over the defense. Layup attempt up and good for Chloe Cook as she gets it to go. 22-point lead once again. Getting the bucket is Chloe Cook. Ball in hands now by Eisbrand on the left side. Guarded by Feld. Throws a couple of dribbles. Hands off now to Jenkins on the deep side. Back over now to Reese to the corner. Looking down low. Lou will be guarded off. 1-2 up on the way. Got it. Sweatin picks it up, and it's 47-23. Bella Lou going to dribble to the front court. Chloe Cook on the outside. Couple of dribbles. Rips through the defense. Has it on the ground, and possession arrow going to favor Carroll as the jump ball from Jenkins. So we'll remain at Carroll basketball here. Ayala sets inbound, four wide on the baseline. I'm going to throw it into the top for Chloe Cook, who looks down, rips inside now, spins back, kick out to Lou. Lou drives now inside, kick to the corner for Ayala, who drives baseline, gets all the way, and is fouled by Jenkins on the way up to the bucket. Annalie Ayala going to go to the line to shoot two. She's 1-for-2 on the night. Has a chance to cut this lead down with no time leaving. Free throw's huge in this game for Carroll. They went 1-of-4 in the first half. So you need to make them. I mean, not just get there, but make them as Ayala knocks it down. Ayala going to check out after this next made free throw or miss. It'll be the next dead possession. Allie Cook set to check in. Ayala's free throw up and good, as Allie Cook will check in four, going 2-for-2 from the line. 22-point lead once again. 47-25. Carroll's just struggled offensively here. It's been the story of the game. I mean, it's been that simple. I wouldn't be surprised if Coach puts them in a press. They're not in a press right now, but they're in the backcourt getting ready for, they're in the front court getting ready. On the far side now for Reese. Going to double it on the outside. Reese spins back. It's cut off by Chloe Cook. Tries to pass around. A foul from Carroll. That'll be the fifth. So they will send force City of the Line to shoot for the rest of this quarter. Feld picking up her second of the ball game, going to the line. Going to be Reese, 61% free throw shooter on 23 attempts this season, going to shoot her first pair of the ball game. Reese's free throw up and good. And the more and more time that ticks off this clock, the less and less chance that Carroll can get back into this ball game. It's 48-25. Free throw up on the second time from Reese. Rebound going to Forest City. Second chance, no good. Ball tipped up. Rebound again. Ball on the floor here. Ella Lou and Willow Feld running down to try and get it from Jenkins. Stolen away by Spore on the floor once again. And Forest City going to regain it. Full shot clock for them now as they get to the front court. Chaos in the backcourt. Brown in the corner. It's going to be guarded. Ball tipped out. Retaken away. Going to drive baseline. Kick to the corner. Three-pointer to ice it possibly from Reese. Got it. Sophia Reese with the three-pointer. 51-25. And Carroll, their hopes are slipping away as they turn the ball over. Into the hands of Sletton. Nyala going to check back into the game. Here soon. You also have Kingland checking back in. Billy Cook guarding Brown the length of the floor. Pass it off now. Top of the key net for Eisbrand. Back over to Brown. Drives baseline on Billy Cook. Billy tips it back out of bounds. Now the Tigers and the Indians sub in. Ayala going to check in. Schmidt going to check in. Feld and Spore going to check out. But Carroll has just been ugly in the second quarter, or the second half. It was 31-15. Since then, 10 points for Carroll. And 20 for Forest City. On the far side, they're running a couple of down screens. Three-point shot up on the way from Kingland. No good. Rebound, Chloe Cook. Chloe going to dribble down the floor. Turns and finds Ayala. Ayala setting up. Goes over to Allie Cook now. Allie fires up the deep-range three. Might have been tipped on the way. Long rebound into the hands of Lou. Over to Ayala. Inside for Chloe Cook. She turns, keeps the ball high, rips through the defense, goes up with the free, the foul line jumper, and it gets it to go. 27 for Carroll now, 51 for Forest City. Driving outside, kick. Working across, Jenkins pops out to get it. Takes the three, drives to her left now, gets all the way to the bucket, layup on the left side, got it to go. And it's just become a track meet in this game. As we have a timeout by head coach Katie Cook, and it's full. As we're going to go ahead and step away.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007. Or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Got Kemper playing right now as they're tied up with Van Meter at the moment. I'm going to maybe see if Nightlife has that on. I don't know for sure if they do or don't. If they do, I'm going to try and throw it up here so I can see it as it unfolds. They do have it up, so I will. 39-39. You know, I like having the audio, Casey, with a minute 56 to go in our quarter. If you want to see how this game plays out, I won't be watching it. I'll just kind of glance up and down. Again, 30, almost a 30-point deficit, 26-point lead, 53-27. Lou, they look to her right and finds Schmidt in the corner. They look inside. Kick over to Lou now. Catch up top of the key. Looking back. Throws it over to Schmidt in the corner. Three-pointer up on the way from the corner. Short. Rebound long. Going to be taken away this time by the Indians as they'll dribble up to the front court with Reese. Back over now for Kingland. Sets up an offense. Gets things ready to go. Kingland drives. Turns. Gets cut off. Not blocked by Chloe Cook. In this third quarter, her first block of the game, 53-27. Ayala dribbles to her right, looks back door at Lou, catches it. Back out to Ayala, over to Chloe Cook now. Back down low to Allie Cook, spins inside, layup, got it to go. Allie getting the bucket. And it's now 53-29. The assist going to Chloe there. Her first of the ball game. Hands of Kingland. Back over. Looks like Kemper up 42-39. They're working it to the corner once again now. Down low, tipped out by Cook. Ball back in the hands of Jenkins as she loses it. Turns, ball on the floor. They're playing very physical, and Allie Cook going to get the steal. Allie going to dribble down the floor, gets all the way to the bucket, kick out to Ayala, fires up the corner three. No good. Rebound in the hands of Chloe Cook. Her layup attempt up and good. Chloe picking up her third rebound, gets the bucket to fall. 31-53 now. And the Forest City Indians going to hold for the final shot. Ball in the hands of Reese. 10 seconds to go. Dribbles to the corner, fires it back out. Now back over, they're going to work it to Jenkins. 5 seconds to go. Jenkins sidestep, pass inside, short jumper up, no good at the quarter. And that'll do it. 53-31 to end this final quarter. We head to the fourth coming up next on at 93.7 KKR.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit-cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit-cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit-cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local.
Getting underway here, 53-31. Carroll with all their starters except for Ayala out there. Sadie Kelly going to be out there for the defensive end. Kemper leading 47-39 as I speak right now. So there are 6 minutes to go in that game, so we're probably going to end around similar times. KC over at that game right now. Ball in favor of Forest City. They're running kind of a 2-3 now for Carroll. Seglum on the outside. They're working across now to Kingland down to the corner. Short corner jumper up on the way from Brown. No good. Rebound tipped way out. Sadie Kelly got her leg kind of rolled up on there. She'll get up limping. Deep range three up on the way. Good from Hayden Brown. And, you know, with that one, that may or may not be it. 56-31. Carroll going to trail as we're in this fourth quarter. Score to the front court. Looks over to Kelly, down low, and it's picked off from Seglum, which she rips through, and Chloe Cook got a foul in the backcourt. It'll be her third. 56-31, Carroll got to fight through adversity, just could not get the chance that they needed almost every time. They had down to 10 at one point and gave up two threes. Forest City's just answered every time that they've needed it. Seglum on the right side. Pass over now to Kingland. Back to the far side. Down low for Brown. Short jumper up on the way from the short corner. No good. Rebound tipped in the air. Cook going to come up with it. That'll be Chloe's fifth of the ball game. She'll dribble down now. Lost it. Spins back inside. Turn around. Had the jumper. Kick out to Lou. Fires up the right wing three. And rolls in. Bella Lou popping it in for the three-pointer. Makes it now 34-56. Assist going to Chloe Cook there. Ball to the far side, working it across. In the hands of Seglum, back over now. 3-point shot up on the way, no good. Rebound going to be cleared by Forest City, and the foul going to be called. It's Donch. I'm going to pick up some foul shots. Foul going to be on Chloe Cook, which will be her fourth. And Aaliyah going to sprint to the scorer's table. Wouldn't be surprised if Chloe comes out, but right now, leading scorer with 19. Nobody else even remotely close to double figures as the free throw up, no good. Allie going to be the one to check out instead. Chloe out on the floor, probably need her to play. I mean, she's been your scorer the entire night. Second one up for Donch, rolls it in. It's 34 points for Carroll and 57 for Forest City. Ayala, a couple of dribbles to her left now. Picks it back up. Throws it inside for Lou. Had it tipped out from mine. It's taken away by Ivren. She'll fire it over. Layup attempt up, no good. Backside rebound cleared by Donch, and that's in. And Carroll slipping. 59-34. Getting ugly here in this fourth quarter as Carroll hasn't been able to buy a stop. Lou over to Spore. Don't fakes the pass. Looks down low. Over to Ayala. Inside for Chloe Cook at the elbow. Keeps it high. Rips through the defense. Gets inside. Euro step layup and one for Chloe Cook. As she puts it through. Gets the bucket to go. Count the basket. Heads to the line. 36 points on the board. Emperor up 10 right now with 5 minutes to go. Allie going to check into the ballgame for Jersey Spore. And you see kind of the tired legs. Chloe, hands on the knees, waiting there. She's got 21 of the points out of the 36 for Carroll. Free throw up for Cook and rolls out. Rebound cleared this time by Donch. And they'll get it up to Kingland. Back over to Donch in the front court. Back to Kingland on the right wing. Kelly going to be guarding. It's a kind of a 2-3 with a girl at the top. Kick out. Working across to Brown. Back over now to Seglum. Into the hands of Eisbrand. Back over. They're going to work it down inside, underneath. Ball on the floor. Going to throw it out, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow favoring Carroll. So we'll end up going back the other way. Carroll trailing by 23 with 5 minutes to go. Can make it look less ugly. I don't know if they got a miracle in them. That's what you would need if you want to pick up this win. 23 with 5 minutes to go. I mean, that'll be something miraculous. As Allie Cook inside is going to be fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot too. But that's one way you can do it, is getting fouled. Going to the line, make buckets. Allie Cook, 21 points. Getting Kemper up 49-39. That pertains to 3A, as Van Meter and Kemper, both 3A teams this year. Cook, free throw up, no good. You need these. These are huge. I mean, with no time off the clock, if you're down 23, you got to make them. Allie's second free throw up and a good. Knocks it down. And a timeout by Forest City as we take a break with them. 59-37. We'll step away for 30 seconds.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
We are here in the Class of 3A Region 7 semifinals here in Forest City. And I like to joke that we're 20 minutes from the border of Minnesota, so I'll have a haul. So if you're looking for the Brinks Exterior Sports Report tonight, with Kemper being at home and Jeff being out in Des Moines, trust me, it might be a little late. 5:14 to go, 59-37 Forest City. Carroll going to pressure the ball the entire way. They're working it to the corner. Seglum going to drive. Pump fakes, kick out, and they're going to just waste clock. As Brown going to work it back out. Now Kingland open. Can't waste all the clock. It'll be under 5 minutes to go now. Back over. Seglum's open. They're going to hand it off instead to Eisbrand. 7 seconds to go. Seglum pump fakes. Thought about the jumper. Kick out. Three-pointer on the way. Kelly might have gotten a hand on it, but it goes straight through. Three-pointer up and a good that time for Eisbrand. And she knocks it down. And Carroll, wasting no time to the corner for Kelly, fires up her own three-pointer and matches. Sadie Kelly getting it to go. Assist going to Bella Lou there. And I can't even get my sheet fixed up here. 36 62. 62 was the score. The foul going to be called here. If it's on Chloe, it'll be her fifth. And it will. So Chloe's done for the night. Chloe Cook going to check out. 21 points on the night. 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Leads them in scoring very heavily. Inbound for Forest City. Throws it into the outside. In the hands of Kingland. She'll work it back out to Brown now. 30 seconds on the shot clock. So they're going to waste almost all of it. Play that keep away ball. Eisbrand has it. Works to the top. Back over to Brown now on the outside left wing. Back to Seglem at the top of the key. Who dribbles. Turns to her right. It's a 22-point game with 4 minutes to go again. You almost need a miracle. Brown can ice it here with the 3. And slow. Aiden Brown knocking through. 65. Cook has it tipped out from behind. But I don't even know why Forest City's still in a press here. I mean, 4 minutes to go. You're up by 25 points. You can play half-court defense. Forest City just trying to flex their muscles a little bit in the postseason. Inbounds going to Ayala. Works to her right, or her left, excuse me. Goes over the top for Kelly, who gets doubled in the corner. Dribbles inside. Runner up on the way. No good. Backside rebound. It'll be Jersey's forward, Allie Cook. They kind of run into each other there and slip. And it'll be Forest City ball. And Carroll still not in a press. I'm shocked. Carroll did not come out in a press the entire game. It's nothing against Katie, but, you know, a lot of teams like to do that. There's some that don't, but down 25 with 3:30 to go. You would need a miracle almost. Kemper leading 51-45 right now. Dribbling down baseline, going to get all the way. Layup attempt up and a good for Eisbrand. It knocks it down. 67-39. All over the hands of Lou. Pass over to Allie Cook, who drives. Gets cut off, but gets the bucket to go. Allie picking up the bucket there. That'll be basket field goal number 8. She's got 10 on the night for points-wise. Brown going to work to her left. And back to her right. Pass over. Kelly gets a hand on it, and it'll roll out of bounds. Except they'll save it. Kelly going to drive now. Pump fakes through the defenders. Missed the layup. Gets the rebound. It's fouled hard. A steal for Sadie Kelly and a rebound for her. As she'll go to the line to shoot 2 and got hit pretty hard on that shot there. She's only shot 17 free throws on the season. 8 for 17 from the line. Free throw up. No good. 2:44 to go and kind of a sad time for, you know, a lot of people here in the postseason. Some teams go home, some teams, you know, advance, but that's the one bad thing about the postseason. There's good and there's bad, but in the bad, you know, there's some teams that do not advance as Kelly knocks down the free throw, making it 42 points on the night. Working it across for Kingland to her left for Brown. Brown dribbles. Finds now down low. Working it out as Eisbrand. Back over to Brown. Couple of dribbles. Passing it over now to Seglem. Seglem going to drive all the way. Lost it. Going to pick it up in the corner. A three-pointer from Eisbrand. She knocks it down. And Forest City, again, just hot in the second half. 70-42. Allie Cook going to drive. Kick pass over to Schmidt. She'll move. And find Spore. Or to Ayala. Ayala to Kelly. Fires up the left wing 3. No good. And a rebound going out into Forest City's hands. It'll be Kingland the one to pick it up. We're going to empty the benches probably here soon, I believe, for Forest City. And they will. Kelly going to try and reach in here, but Eisbrand going to pass over to Kingland. They're going to play keep away. Minute 33 to go. 5 girls out. And 5 girls in here soon for Forest City. Back over to Kingland. 5 seconds to go. Seglem throws it out. 5 in, 5 out for Forest City as Carroll. Minute 20 to go. Down 70-43. Standing ovation for the Forest City girls as they check out. Into the game, you got Slutton, Reese, Lacor, you got Yarber, and Jenkins. Carroll's got their same five they've had. Ayala to Schmidt. Schmidt over now to Kelly. Kelly down low. Riley Cook has it tipped. Regains possession. Drives in. Layup over the defense. Got it to go. Riley Cook hitting the bucket. 44. Back over now. They're going to get it to the far side. Jenkins going to drive. Layup attempt over the defense. No good. Allie Cook picking up her eighth rebound. Under a minute to go. Allie going to drive to her right. Drives inside. Layup attempt up. No good. Rebound taken away here. Carroll going to empty their benches. The 30 seconds to go. Layup attempt up. No good. Jenkins clears the rebound. And a foul by Jersey Spore. That'll be her second. Carroll will put into the game. Riley Schlechta. Lily Freeze. Faya Peel. Audrey Hegrich will go out there as well. And Willow Feld, Carroll's seniors, coming off the floor. Got their starting lineup out of the ball game here as we get an emotional time for plenty of people here in the postseason. 29 seconds to go. Valuable moments in the postseason, though, for some of these younger girls, knowing kind of what it means to play in a postseason game. Forest City going to dribble out the clock with Noah. Shot clock here. Going to work it over to Jenkins. Jenkins going to wait. 13 to go. And this will do it. It'll be 70-45 to finish up this game. Carroll putting up 14 in the final quarter, but it's not enough. As they will fall 70-45, concluding their season here. .45 points for Carroll Knight, 70 for Forest City. We'll step away. We'll be back with your Mackey Motors postgame.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Okay, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. Forest City going to advance in a 72-45 win on their home floor tonight. They will await the winner of the Algona Clear Lake game, so not a far drive for them coming up this Saturday here. Carroll going to fall to 6-17 in the season, ending their season here tonight. Hopefully going to have Coach K.D. Cook coming up. I understand, you know, if it slips their mind with this final game of the season. Obviously, you know, you got to get the talk in, the talk that most coaches tell me they dread doing, and I understand why, but, you know, tonight, for me, Carroll just couldn't buy the stops that they needed. 70 points tonight, which is over the average for Forest City. I mean, they gave up 70 points. Forest City averages 60. Forest City only gives up 37. Carroll scored 45, and Carroll usually only gives up 49 points, but tonight 70 points is, you know, they just couldn't get the defensive stop here. We're going to go ahead and name our Culver's player of the game with, you know, we're waiting for coach and maybe a player. I don't know for sure, but Chloe Cook was kind of my player of the game tonight. 45 points. She had almost half of them with 21, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. She found the buckets when they needed them. She had a couple of and-ones in there. I don't know how many to be exact. Kemper just saw this here, 53-45, so they'll move on in the postseason here. But, yeah, Chloe, my player of the game tonight, had a phenomenal game on the offensive end here, 21 with a 45. I see her and Katie making their way up here in just a minute as they will join us for our Mackey Motors tailgate. Going to climb up into the press box here. We'll have Chloe Cook joining us here. Chloe, I'll help you flip the headset around there. It goes on the left. You're good. Tonight for you, 21 points. Got to the bucket a couple of times, some and ones for you. What was open on the offensive end to give you 21?
The drive was there most of the time. Being aggressive was there most of the time. We can't be very passive. It wasn't working for us.
I got to ask you about your sister, too. I mean, a bloody nose, limping, almost anything you can get on the court. Allie gave 110%, and, you know, she's kind of been that leader for you guys this season, you and her as well. But what did it mean to, you know, go out there and see that she's giving that 100% effort so the whole team kind of had to reciprocate that?
Yeah, she's definitely been a leader all year, and she gets us going, and definitely is just a very big light out there for us, and it's nice to have her out there, and she just kind of brings that energy to everyone else, so yeah.
When you guys watched film and kind of prepared for this game, was this what you expected from Forest City to get thrown at you?
Yeah, we did expect it. They have some quick, they're quick in transition, as you could see, and I don't think we were expecting that too much, but I think we figured it out eventually.
With the season kind of coming to an end here, what were kind of the fun points for you?
Big win against Kemper at home early on was fun. First 5-0 to start the season was fun, and kind of just look past all those losses because they made us better in the end.
Going to see you in a track uniform, softball this summer?
Maybe a track one.
No softball for you?
No.
It'll be fun to see you in track, though. Chloe, great season from you.
Thank you.
That was Chloe Cook joining us here. Got head coach Katie Cook joining us as well. And I kind of asked the same question to Chloe there. You saw what Allie did tonight. I mean, like I said, bloody nose, limped on the court a couple of times there, but she gave 110, and you saw that from the girls tonight out there, is that, you know, they've given 110, they gave it tonight here. That's something that you got to be proud of.
Always, of course. We always try to match the other team's effort and energy, if not outmatch it. And, you know, if you've done that, you can look yourself in the mirror no matter what the score is at the end of the game and feel good about, you know, what you've done out there.
They started out on a 7-0 run, kind of held that lead this entire game. You had it down to 10 at one point, but it just seemed like Forest City was making the shots that they needed to.
Yeah, they've got really good shooters along the perimeter, which we saw, got up close and personal and saw that in the second half. I would say they were faster than we expected. Sometimes it's hard to tell with teams you haven't seen, teams that haven't played, teams you've played, and just from looking at film, really good team. Hard to guard. They're like two different teams. When 34 is in there, they're one team, and then when she's out, they're a smaller, faster team. It's they're a tough matchup. They're tough to stop on the defensive end, for sure.
You know, no coach wants to have that talk after a loss to end the season there, but what was the talk for you in the locker room?
Just keep your head up. There are a lot of things to feel good about from our season. I told them, not to forget some of those good wins we had. Kemper, double overtime against Ballard. We beat Humboldt our last game at home. I told them they can forget what our record was, but they can't forget that stuff.
And I got to ask, your final season in the Raccoon River Conference here, are you looking forward to moving to the Hawkeye 10, maybe playing some new opponents?
I think it's the right move for Carroll. And I guess we'll start digging into that sometime soon. But right now, we're still, this has got to settle in a little bit. It's tough, especially with, and I got a senior too, so I haven't really thought about the mom side of things yet. I guess that's coming.
Yeah, that's the tough part here. But, Katie, I tell you what, you've treated us well all season. I know we'll catch up with you for the coaches show later this week, but thank you for joining
us. Thanks, Mason. You made a long trip over here. We appreciate it.
That was head coach Katie Cook joining us here in the Mackey Motors tailgate. We've checked off everything on the checklist here tonight. Carroll falling at 70-45 again. Chloe Cook, your Culver's player of the game. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll have one game on Saturday. It'll be the Kemper Knights against whoever they face in the postseason.